I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, this segment that we do every Friday, Faith Friday, has been around for a while, but before we did that, we had a segment that was slightly different. We called Sex Crazy. And the majority of the stories in that segment were generally people who were sex crazy related to their religious faith. And I will say, I believe that the very, very conservative, misogynistic, patriarchal religions tend to make people a little bit sex crazy. So this week, we're going to look at some of the crazy. And it's hard to pick who is the craziest, but probably leading the pack is a Christian so-called prophet. He's called the Firefighter Prophet, I think they've dubbed him. And this isn't just an out-there kind of guy. Jerry Falwell Jr.'s Liberty University based an entire movie on him. Now, true, the movie made like $671,000, which is probably much less than they actually paid for it, but when you're putting out a piece of propaganda, that doesn't really matter. It's not designed to make money. He makes regular appearances on Jim Baker's show. You know, the guy from Jim and Tammy Faye, the guy who is a convicted felon, doesn't really seem to have changed his ways any. He still comes across as a huckster and a con artist. But anyway, this Mark Taylor has a big following. A lot of people follow him and think that he is a prophet. And he is just out of his mind. Maybe he wants to sue me. That's just my opinion that he's out of his mind. That doesn't mean that he's out of his mind. You can listen to what I'm saying and judge for yourself. But part of the problem is that he is dangerous. He said just today, and I'm quoting, this is about Trump critics. He says, the demons are manifesting in them. This is what's happening, and this is why they are acting the way they are. They are being choked out, so to speak. It's almost like the oxygen to these spirits is being cut off, so they're manifesting in any way possible, trying to survive. I have no idea what that means. He goes on, you're going to find out some of these people aren't really even hardly human because they've been handed over to the enemy to the point where they're not human anymore. You know who describes other people as not being human? People who want to kill other human beings, or want them dead. It's called dehumanization. We do it in war to our enemies. This guy is unbelievably sex crazy. He says that Ruth Gader Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but be awesome if she was Ruth Gader Ginsburg, because I imagine she could fight a gator and the gator would lose. So anyway, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he says, has got to be a pedophile. Why? Because he's nuts. Look, he says that God will smite people who mock him. I'm mocking you, and I'm still sitting here, and I'm doing just fine. Of course, he is anti-abortion and anti-gay and anti-things that have to do with sex. But he's also a really terrible prophet. In January, he said that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were already in prison for treason. Well, that never happened. But he claims that God is talking to him all the time, or at least the voice of God or whoever is talking in his head all the time. So, since he gets so many things wrong, is God lying to him? Or, as those of us who are maybe a little on the more sane side, maybe he's just schizophrenic. Or it could be that he's just a liar. We have no way of knowing. You can't really tell the difference between a lying evangelist and a crazy evangelist. But for whatever reason, he loves smearing famous, beloved people as pedophiles. He called Tom Hanks a pedophile. Why? Literally for no other reason than the voices in his head said that it was true. But we do know that the voices in his head are typically wrong. So he's got plenty of sex crazy, but he's also got plenty of crazy, like the Freemasons are using a secret fantasy to make people hate Trump. Well, it's working. And apparently Eric Holder is a huge failure because he claimed that demonic Eric Holder used mind control on Twitter to activate assassins to kill Trump. Well, that sure failed. And no matter how dark and crazy he goes, he always manages to go further. He says Christians should arm themselves because the Red Cross is kidnapping people to eat them. He lives in Crazyville. he isn't just over the edge, he's Wile E. Coyote who's just run several feet beyond the edge. So for right now, we're going to give him the sex crazy title for the year, even though there are people who are sex crazier. Just in overall making statements that just are so way out there, I don't think you can find anybody who can beat him. And there are also some amazing sex crazy publications out there, but I think it's pretty easy for me to come up with a winner for the year, and that's Charisma News. Now, this is a site that has witchcraft tutorials. They have said that burning breakfast eggs can summon demons. And I think it just smells that way. They claim that lifespan of gays is shortened by 20 years. Yoga is white witchcraft. I mean, they're way out there. Now, I'm sure if I ask most of you, why do you watch porn? Those of you who do. And you probably say, well, to get off. Yeah, that would make sense. But you would be wrong, at least according to Charisma News. Here's what they wrote today. Familiar spirits are a driving force behind pornography and the lustful spirits. Familiar spirits keep the same negative cycles and seasons happening in your life. They draw or lure you into temptation. A luring spirit collaborates with a familiar spirit, seducing and drawing you into sin. And I guess it's a threesome, then. So, could I get the luring spirit to lick my balls while the familiar spirit gets really familiar with my penis? While I'm watching porn, that would be cool. The author of this piece also previously has warned that Satanists and witches take power over your children when they eat cursed Halloween candy. And of course, there's demons in your backwards swimming pool. Her name is Kathy DeGraw, and she's not even the craziest writer for Charisma. Because if you read Charisma News, it's hard to know when you can have sex without a demon being involved. They have written frequently about homosexuality is actually a demon spirit. In one article, it's such a putrid-smelling demon that other demons don't even like to hang around with it. Well, I guess other gay demons like to hang around with it, because they're having sex. Charisma News isn't some tiny little nothing publication. It's part of a sprawling Christian media empire. The founder of Charisma News is Stephen Strang, and if you know much about him, you kind of know why they are the way they are. He doesn't know a lot about technology. Here's what he wrote this year. A woman can reveal herself as a hologram that resembles her appearance and copies her voice almost exactly, but her hologram can speak languages she doesn't even know. I got no idea what he's talking about there. This idea of a universal translator kind of doesn't really exist, although we can translate some languages on the fly pretty badly, but I don't know of any technology that could simulate a voice and translate any language, but let's continue. The Antichrist could project this image all around the world in cities, speaking every local language, and at the same time, telling everyone it's time to bow down to him and worship him. Okay, we don't have hologram technology that you can project a hologram anywhere, and I don't see any coming tech that would allow that. It's still pretty much science fiction. The holograms you see on TV aren't real holograms. And even assuming you could project some kind of hologram and it could speak in different languages, he says in multiple languages at one time, don't know what that means, so that each person hears it in their own language? Can't do that. We are a very long ways away from his vision, and actually, yeah, it'd be great for porn, but I'm not bowing down and worshiping somebody because they pop up in a hologram. That's just scientifically illiterate and stupid. You know, over the year, time and time again, some of the craziest stories that we have covered were in Charisma News. So they win this year as the sex craziest publication. In the craziest church-state interaction, I'm going to give it to the Internal Revenue Service and anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist Rick Wiles. His True News Media is considered by the IRS as a church. All he did was buy an old church, call himself a church, didn't go through any of the proper processes, but the IRS recognized him. This is the guy who pushed the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, claiming that Clinton and most Democrats were pedophiles. True News is not a church. It's a pro-Trump, pro-anti-sex, pro-propaganda, pro-conspiracy theory site that no one in their right mind should pay the slightest bit of attention to. Focus on the Family also just made themselves into a church, even though they're not a church in the typical way that we understand them. If these folks can be a church, well, then why can't I? So, I am now the Divine Communion Church. More on this later.